If you like a cold, frosty beer, you're not alone. And if you prefer that cold, frosty to be a craft beer, you're part of a growing crowd.
We've stood out here for as much as like an hour and a half or two. I mean, if you're a beer aficionado and you love beer, this beer is pretty unique.
Matt Kennedy, along with his wife, Laura Jajowski, drove an hour from Cumberland, Rhode Island, to stand outside for hours in a line on a cold, frosty, recent winter day in the western Mass town of Munson. They're waiting for the doors to open at one of the hottest microbreweries in the state right now, Treehouse Brewery, which is open for a few hours Wednesday through Saturday. The parking lot is full, with vehicles showing license plates from all over the Northeast, New England states, plus New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and others. There are about 60 people in the line, including 37-year-old Dave Cutter, who says he's been driving the 30 minutes from Enfield, Connecticut, four times a week.
Some people would say it's kind of an obsession.
It may be an obsession, but it's love at first sip. You know what I mean? It's once you try it, it's it. It changes your life. Telling you, no more package store beer.
Many of these folks know each other, like Red Sox season ticket holders who sit next to each other at the park. These beer aficionados call out greetings and joke with one another. There's even a baker who regularly hands out free whoopie pies to friends in line. Craft beer is big business in Massachusetts. Beer Advocate, a Boston-based magazine, says the number of craft brewers here has grown from just over 80 a few years ago to at least 143 in the state right now. Andy Crouch writes for Beer Advocate.
Craft beer has become ingrained in drinking and eating culture in the United States. People are passionate for the brands, passionate for new flavors. And also, I think the barrier costs for entry have grown low enough that we now see people, you know, directly at, you know, 23, 24 years old out of college thinking, well, for, you know, $10,000 or $15,000, I can get a hold of a very small brewing system. So I think that those two things are really what are helping drive the popularity of craft beer right now.
Crouch says the long lines outside craft breweries are a relatively new phenomenon that started when brewers would release a new beer. But now, he muses, they've become kind of a cultural event.
There are people who are there for the experience. They're there for the shared community, opportunities to, you know, talk to like-minded, passionate folks. And then there are also this group of people who are, I guess, would be called the completists, people who have to have one of everything.
Back at Treehouse Brewery in Munson, it's almost time for the doors to open. So a worker steps outside, climbs up a pile of snow, and shouts out the rules of the day and what beer is on the menu.
That being said, on for Growler Bills today, we have Seth, our IPA, American IPA.
It's pretty low-tech. Those in line fill out orders on little pieces of paper using those tiny pencils you get with golf scorecards. Though many have driven hours to be here, the day's rules say the purchase limit per person is just 10 cans of an orange-infused double IPA beer named Bright with Citra, plus two 64-ounce bottles known as growlers of several Treehouse varieties. This to make sure everyone who braved the long, cold line gets their prized beer, but it doesn't always work out that way.
That line sometimes is still there when we run out of beer.
That's 50-year-old Dean Rowan.
And we have to tell these people, I'm sorry, we're out of beer. And it, on a weekly basis, we have our hearts broken having to tell people that.
Dean started Treehouse Brewery 5.5 years ago with two business partners. We met him in the building. In fact, some of the crowd outside groaned when we walked inside, complaining we were jumping the line. Dean, a former plumber, helped put together a lot of the machinery you're hearing now. He talks about the passion for brewing, but also the hard work and the long, grueling hours.
90, 95 hours a week, we work. I haven't seen my family for a week's vacation in 5 years.
Andy Crouch of Beer Advocate magazine agrees, saying consumers have the wrong idea if they just romanticize the business of craft brewing.
You know, people think that, you know, beer is just, you know, sort of the air smells of hops and sweet malt, and there are little fairies dancing around. But really, when it comes down to it, it's an industrial operation, because if you actually want to do a brewery, you have to be incredibly dedicated to it.
But Crouch says, despite the hard work, there are new craft breweries opening regularly in Massachusetts. So I ask him, are we headed for a foamy craft beer bubble?
When you look at the number of wineries in this country, it is far in advance of where we are at with craft brewers. And nobody talks about a wine bubble, because a lot of those wineries are very small, and they operate to serve a very small constituency. And that's what a lot of craft brewers are doing.
Treehouse Brewery is expanding. They'll be moving to a bigger facility in the central Mass town of Charlton this summer, where they'll be able to make twice as much beer. At Treehouse this day, the doors open, the thirsty crowd rushes in.
Hi, beer. Welcome in. How are you today?
Most seem to buy the limit, the two growlers and the 10 cans, say their see you laters, and quickly leave. Thing is, most mean it when they say see you later. Take Matt and Laura, the Rhode Island couple. They'll be back for the beer.
If it were easier to get and anyone could go to the store and get it, it wouldn't be as special, too.
So some of it is just being here in the line, in the wind and the cold?
I suppose so, yeah.
I'd rather get the beer and go if I could, but the waiting is fun.
As we're loading our car, with equipment, of course, a guy with New York plates is pulling out of the parking lot. I stop him. He tells me he's driven 6 hours one way from Buffalo for his 10 cans and two growlers and is now heading 6 hours back. I ask him if it's worth it. He blinks and replies, I guess so. I was here 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before that, and 2 weeks before that. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. That is craft beer dedication personified. My place is already...